Bill, can you just describe for us what is going on at LTV Steel? Can you summarize that?
Well, we're attempting to stop the company from destroying the mill and destroying 8,000 good jobs and destroying health care benefits for 70,000 retirees. Kind of it in a nutshell.
Okay, and what's so LTV Steel says that they're bankrupt. Is that basically the story?
Yeah, they're in bankruptcy along with 27 other steel companies that have gone in bankruptcy since 98 when the Asian crisis, financial crisis hit, which resulted then in a huge surge of foreign steel dumped into the U.S., which collapsed the U.S. market. So the whole steel industry is in, you know, is really a crisis, given that steel is coming in at prices that have no reflection to actual cost.
So there, this is all about the dumping problem then?
Well, there's three things. One is, I mean, the dumping of foreign steel at extremely low prices from countries that don't have market economies, and you know, in mills in Russia and in the former Soviet Union, the workers haven't been paid for 6 months. Sometimes they just get paid in cabbages and vodka. You know, you're dealing with steel that comes in from Kazakhstan, priced at $190 a ton, has to be shipped to the Black Sea all the way over. I mean, it's not a realistic price. They're just being, getting any kind of money they can for it, even though they're not paying the employees. And in Russia, they get the energy. They don't pay their bill for their energy. So, I mean, I guess you can price it for whatever you want. The problem is that we have one of the most efficient, productive, non-polluting steel industries in the world in the United States, a very efficient industry, and it's being destroyed because the government doesn't enforce our own nation's trade laws.
Okay, so this seems like what's happening at LTV seems like it's a symptom of the global economy coming in and taking care of or deindustrializing the United States again.
Well, it was deindustrializing the United States, taking out a core industry to essentially pay back the financial speculators and the bankers who have flooded the economies of Asia with speculative loans, bad loans, that when they couldn't pay back, when their economies collapsed, when the financial bubble in Thailand and